People read the Bible and see what they like to see. Some of you have sent all manner of posts to me of what the men of God saying in reaction to all the wickedness that is going on in Nigeria. Headsmen killing people in Benue State and other parts of the country. Very gruesome killings that are going on. Listen, the test of your Christianity is when you are provoked. That is when you will know whether you are spiritual or you are carnal. And I'm hearing people like Paul Eneche. I'm hearing people like Apostle Suleiman. I'm hearing others. And what they are saying is going viral. And what they are doing is standing at the altar and laying curse, and laying curse, and laying curse, and laying curse. And I'm looking at you and saying, you are laying curse on who? This is not the time to lay curse. This is the time for sober reflection. Where have we gone wrong? So many churches everywhere, so many pastors full of anointing, some of them carry it in their hand, some carry it in their leg, some even pour it inside a bottle of water and sell it. So much anointing going on, but why is evil still increasing in the land? Something is wrong. Where is the God that is making you people to be millionaires? Why do you stand on scriptures that prosper you and you don't know scripture that can bring peace to a nation? I am not laying curse on any fool animal. I am not laying curse on the government. I have looked everywhere around this country and including myself, I have found myself guilty. Every Christian in Nigeria, we are guilty. And we will be held responsible for what is happening in the country. Because it is Christianity in Nigeria that is the center of corruption. Where you should point out evil, you are romancing with evil. Who are those giving you billions to build your churches? Are they not the ones that have reduced this country to what it is today? Had the politicians not given you tithes and offerings, what are you telling them? If you want peace in this country, don't lay curse on anybody. Go on your knees and say, Lord, pray the prayer of Daniel. We have sinned. Have mercy on Nigeria. Have mercy. I am telling you, if Christians all over Nigeria will rise, if Christian Association of Nigeria can hear me now and call all their members to go on their knees in a solemn fast and ask for mercy, 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 they will see that the God of heaven that intervenes in the affairs of men, he will come down, there will be peace. But as long as you get hot, you lay curse. What has been the effect of your course? It's getting worse, worse, worse. Would you stand now and do a sober reflection? I don't pray for anybody in the government or Fulani man to die. I am responsible for what is happening. Lord, have mercy. Any prayer beyond that is you are praying useless prayer. You are riding private jets. General Overseer, you own estates. General Overseer, you have designer cars. From the offerings of poor, poor people. Every year you will deceive them that the meaning of first fruit is to bring all their income in January. They brought all their income in January as first fruit to you. And after they gave it to you, Fulani herdsmen went and killed all of them. Would you stand and go back and think again like Joshua? This is not the promise of God. If the first fruit offering is what you have presented to them, then why should they pay first fruit offering and then they end up dying like that? They contributed money. You build university. And the poor people that you use their money cannot afford to put their children in that school. Government officials steal money and come and give you. And they attend your church. Occultic politicians are the ones sponsoring your ministry. You are laying course. Which course will you learn? Each of you to come back and think, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And all of you that get sentimental, I want you to rethink now. Change your prayer point. Do you know what? Only Daniel prayed, and God had mercy on Israel and returned them to their land. If God can get one man, one woman, one child of God, one that can truly stand in the gap, because Paul Eneche quoted Ezekiel 22 or so, where God says he's looking for a man that stood in the gap. He read it and he's claiming that he is the one to stand in the gap. That scripture says God didn't find any. God looked for who will stand in the gap. He didn't find one man in Nigeria today. Who is that one man that can stand and say he has such a relationship with God that he can stand in the gap for Nigeria? All we need is mercy from your heart. Lord, have mercy on Nigeria. Lord, have mercy on Nigeria. We are all sad. We are all angry at what is happening. But what is the solution? Sober reflection. Go back again and take a look. We ask God. Conclude it. The conclusion is we have all sinned. We have not done that which we are supposed to do. Our influence is not felt in a corrupt country like Nigeria. So many churches and pastors and big ministries, but how has it affected the progress of Nigeria? It has only affected their personal families and personal pockets. It has not affected anything. It's wrong. Go on your knees and say, go on your knees. Everybody go on your knees. Including me, I'm on my knees, Lord. It was Boko Haram. Now it's Fulani herdsmen. Armed robbers, ritual killers everywhere in the land. Uncertainty in a country that is full of so much resources, so much poverty everywhere, is because of corruption. Corruption from the pulpit. And so we have no voice. There is no voice to call upon God again. Let's ask God to have mercy on all of us, on Nigeria. Lord, have mercy. Darkness has covered the whole country. No light anywhere. Father, have mercy. Father, have mercy. Because the elect are still here. The elect are still here. Let this country benefit because one child of God is calling upon you now. Let this country have peace because one. You didn't look for more than one. You didn't look for more than one. Because of that one child of God calling upon you now. Father, intervene. Father, intervene. Let there be peace in Nigeria.
Hear our prayer. We are your children, and we've gathered here today to speak. We've gathered here to pray. Hear our cry. Lord, we need your mercy. And we need your grace today, yes we do. Hear us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, hear us from heaven. Forgive our sins, we pray. Hear our song as it rises.